Blog Talk Radio.
Well, when we think of winterizing, we tend to think of having the fireplace cleaned, checking the furnace, sealing the windows, cleaning the gutters, and taking down the patio furniture, making sure the outside is ready for old man winter. That is outside. But what about inside? How many winters have you said this is the last year that we will be looking at, and I'll let you fill in the blank. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to the Thursday Night One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I'm Pam. For years growing up, my mom took down the spring and summer curtains in October to hang the same winter curtains right out the dry clean plastic for years. You know, it's funny. I can still smell those curtains as the aroma of the dry cleaning process permeated our house for days and days, signaling the heaviness of winter was just around the corner. In recent winters, that love has been shared by many in states that usually do not get snow and winter, or as we know it in the Midwest. Even areas that usually get snow was being pelted with cold and snow. Winter, for most, came barreling in like a defensive player on a quarterback, and with the same heavy veracity. And then came the inside. According to iWeather.net, winter lasts on average 89 days. 89 days. So how did that work out for us? Well, for some of us, the decor in our homes was not ready, but, you know, was tolerable. But we vowed, as we went through going in and out during the spring and summer months, we would fix it. We would winterize our homes, decor for the winter. Oh, yeah, we remembered all those not ever again will I look at that next winter promise we made. But we simply do not get to them. We simply didn't get to them for one reason or another. And wouldn't you know it, it's almost winter again. So we prepared to hang, well, the same old curtains again, looking at the same old for yet another 89 days of winter. Can you stand looking at that decor for 89 days? Why is it that the heaviness of winter outside affects decor inside? Well, I've been thinking about it, and I looked up, you know, the definition of trends and the definition of trendsetters and who these people are and everything, and I'm thinking to myself, well, if I thought about this, maybe they have too, or maybe they just haven't shared it. Anyway, but while I was preparing this show, I was thinking, you know, it's got to be some way that we can beat the winter blues and become winter blues busters. That is my goal. That is my goal. Winter is just not my best friend. It's bad on it's bad on my knees. And the way we get snow here in Illinois, I'm telling you what, we need dogs and a sled. But anyway, what trendsetter said winter had to be heavy on the inside? It's heavy on the outside, and we can look at the snow up to the window, you know, but it doesn't have to be heavy inside our houses. So I thought, there is nothing that we can do about the outside except deal with it. But inside our houses are the canvas. The inside of our houses is the canvas, and we, yes, are the painters. How airy and bright and lightweight can we make it depends on us and how determined we are to leave old man winter, well, outside. So let's start with the windows to the world. like my mom did with those very heavy curtains every year after year. Framing our windows in a hue that allows us to see the snow in a different light will help. Pick a hue, any hue, for your window treatments, even one of the 50 shades of white. When the treatments are closed or drawn, they will contribute to our decor and become our background to our portrait of what our home should be. Here's an idea. Change the pillow covers on the couches and chairs. If you need a runner, make sure it complements the scheme you are attempting to create. You've picked your hue, and you'd like to see it. The windows are framed, and it's great. Okay, so you want to spread that color or that inspiration, that I'll call it. You'd like to spread it through the house. So attempt to do that. Increase the light throughout the house so that the house is not as dark as it's been. You want to beef up the light. And the chosen hue in the placements, think about adding it to the kitchen table with placement mats or seating, or the seating pads if your chairs are hardwood and you have seating pads. Think about changing, putting the hue that you've chosen, include it in seating pads, include it in tiles in the bathroom or area rugs and accessories and trinkets throughout. Sprinkle the hue everywhere. I said sprinkle, not plop in one area, but spread it all around. If you can, get the carpet clean before it gets cold, and maybe Fido and Fifi bathe. This will add to the scent of the house. Speaking of scent, you can add air fresheners that add the freshness inside. Please make sure, though, if you got little fingers, that these air fresheners are away from little fingers. Even if you don't have a green thumb, think about adding a plant that helps with killing indoor toxins. Winter is a time when they can build because there is less fresh air exchanging. We don't raise the windows as much as we do in the spring and summer. 5 of the 14 plants I found include spider plants, mother-in-law's tongue, bamboo palm, peace lily, and Chinese evergreen. If you have plants, make sure you find out about how they will affect Fifi and or Fido. And yes, at times, open the window. That crisp air can be beneficial to your mood. 89 days of upbeat and happy decor to make the mood light and airy. Now that is a winter buster. And the goal is that we become winter busters. Please be sure to join me on Monday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time when we talk about keep it moving. Learning about the septic tank. Now, I know, this may be a little bit off the beaten path, but I had a friend who experienced some issues with her septic tank. She was very excited about taking over a new home. Well, it's not new. It was actually a house that she grew up in, but her grandmother made some changes in her lifestyle, and Brandy, my friend, took the house over. Well, we're going to hear from her. I'm not going to give you the whole story, but we're going to hear from her about when her septic tank failed, why it failed, what it took to remedy it, and, how it differs from living in the city. Us silly dwellers, we have it. Well, you'll hear about it Monday. I really don't want to go into it, but we will talk about caring for it as well as the benefits on how septic tanks differ from city folks and our sewer systems. That's Monday. I don't mean to gross anybody out, but when Brandy went through this, I thought because I'm not real sure about who listens, where my listeners live, and if this can benefit anyone that lives in rural areas, it's worth touching on. And we'll also learn something about the sewer system. when you walk across a manhole, a sewer system, and you think, wow, that really smells. It really does smell, and I'll tell you why Monday. So that's Monday, so please be sure to listen. Then we will be right back here next Thursday night at this 10 o'clock hour with yet another Decor Short and Preview Show. If you have a comment, feel free to visit us on the Facebook page. that the address is www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. That's www.facebook.com/onedesignertwoideas. Thank you for joining me tonight, you winter busters, you. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While the tip may be short on time, it will never be short on substance. Thank you for joining me tonight.